Sock. Pow. Zap. The Caped Crusader has been reinterpreted time and time again, from his first appearance in the funny pages of Detective Comics issue number 27, to his serialized cinematic adventure in the 1940s, to his colorful television program starring Adam West and Burt Ward in the 60s, to his angsty old man phase in the 80s, to starring in the greatest animated program of all time in the 90s, to whatever the hell Christian Bale was doing in the aughts, to today. Batman has stood the test of time, offering up a mirror to the darker side of the American landscape. As Harvey Dent once told us, it is always darkest before the dawn, and things have never been as dark as they are now. In tonight's story, a clown has just been elected mayor. Healthcare is being repealed. The media won't provide any answers. Is this a cartoon? Is this real life? Forget it, Jake. It's Gotham City. Let's get to it. Turn off the television set, flick off the lights, grab a friend or someone who won't mind being kidnapped for a bit, and curl up on your favorite carpet with the radio turned on as Distilled Theater Company presents Batman, The Lost Episode, Make Gotham Great Again, a DTC radio story by Govind and Lex Kumar.
Batman, The Lost Episode, Make Gotham Great Again. Starring Donald Trump as The Joker, Kellyanne Conway as The Riddler, Ivanka Trump as Catwoman, Mike Pence as Mr. Freeze, and featuring Mitch McConnell as Alfred, Reince Priebus as Robin, Bernie Sanders as Commissioner Gordon, and of course, Batman.
Thanks for tuning in. What a year we've had. We watched in horror as the Joker was shockingly elected as the mayor of Gotham City. Can we, let's pull up the inauguration clip.
The carnage stops right here. And stops right now. Together, we will make Gotham strong again. We will make Gotham wealthy again. We will make Gotham safe again. God bless you, and God bless Gotham City!
Still shuddering from that speech, folks. That's why I've been drinking my signature cocktail. I made it at the Gotham's correspondence dinner called The Jokes on Yuzu Margarita. That's better. Chaos reigns in the streets. Gotham's citizens fear for the worst as the mayor announces plans to destroy Gotham Care, the signature healthcare bill of Gotham City. If this vote goes through, folks, let me remind you, millions of the neediest in Gotham will be in total jeopardy! That's better. Up next, my one-on-one interview with the Riddler herself. Stay with me as I ask her the tough questions. Will the Joker get the votes he needs to pass this deadly plan? Is she worried that the Batman may return to save the day? Will I have another cocktail during the commercial break? Or will the joke indeed be on all of us?
P94. P95. Gah! I was watching that. Damn it, Alfred, I lost my count. You know how important P90X is to me.
P96, you've been drinking again, and it's early morning. I told you to lay off the cable news, Master. You're no better than the Joker.
Maybe I'm not. Alfred, what's the point anymore? Look at the world. Just a bunch of cronies and cowards. You know that they're this close to passing that evil bill.
Stop, Batman. Don't talk like that. Now, you drink my mama's sweet tea and sober on up. And remember, you aren't just Batman, but also Bruce Wayne. A man who can still hold influence with the mayor. And who
is my hero? I've never tasted tea like this, Alfred.
Damn it, Robin, that's my tequila. Clooney gave it to me. Why are you still here? Aren't you supposed to be getting the intel on the Joker?
I was getting ready to go pick him up, Batman. I just wanted to say good morning.
Morning's the right word. All of Gotham should be mourning. Ha! Nothing good about this. It doesn't even matter, Robin. We'll never stop them. They're pure evil, and yet still, the people of Gotham voted them in. Can you believe it? We couldn't stop them, and now... they'll get this vote through. For years, all these dirty Gotham politicians wanted was to repeal the city's healthcare policy. Then what? Then millions of Gotham's poor will be cut off from any help.
It's never too late. I mean, look at me. I'm still alive and kicking, even though I have the face of a dry lizard. Master, listen. I think desperate times call for desperate measures.
I've been called desperate by many women in my life.
You need to do what you do best.
Push-ups?
Inspire me?
Confuse people. No one ever knows what you're thinking, right, Master?
You're the ultimate mystery.
Nothing you ever do makes sense.
My idea to improve Gotham's infrastructure in 2014 was on point.
It never built anything.
Somehow it was even worse than what Batman came up with and it would. When?
2012.
Damn it. P1, P2, P3, P4.
Batman, focus. They've only got hours left to pass this bill. Yes, they have the momentum of the Joker. Yes, he's assembled the biggest team of villains Gotham's ever seen.
They're so scary.
But what do villains love to do the most, Batman?
Long monologues?
No, Batman. They love to
they
fight.
They love to fight. I said it first.
Just make sure they fight with each other. You need to get them to disagree on a few items. Show them that they can make the healthcare bill even more evil than it already is. Keep them going. Confuse them. Stall them. Make bad policy.
Yeah, I know a thing or two about that. Batman can save the day. That's it, Alfred. Ha! Robin, go get my batsuit. Wait, no. Go get my gym shorts, my gray tee, and that red baseball cap I love to wear backwards. It's time for this young gun to get out of the holster.
Yes?
And shoot off one big load.
Yes?
Of policy.
I may not believe in evolution, but I believe in you, Master. With just a few hours left until you meet with the council for the vote, we may just be able to pull this thing off.
Robin, you get back to being undercover in the limo. Alfred?
I'll pack your favorite lunch.
I love venison meatloaf. Thank you, Alfred. And also, let the mayor's team know that I would love to come down and offer my support in whatever direction they want to go in. My money will be good for something. You two, we just may be able to pull this off. No, damn it, Robin, not my pants.
Sorry, I thought that was in order. Here are your pants back.
And Robin, wait a second. You go and press that bat signal.
But it hasn't been lit in months. And you'll let me press it? You sure, Batman?
We'll need all the help that we can get. We can't do this alone.
Looks like this bat is back in business.
I think we lost you for a sec. Riddler? Riddler, can you hear me?
It's Miss Riddler, if you're nasty woman.
From what I hear, the repeal of the famed Gotham Care will be happening this very night. It appears the Joker does have all the votes he needs to take away healthcare from Gotham's neediest. Miss Riddler, aren't the Joker and his team of villains worried about risking the support of their base?
No risk, no reward.
But if the Joker...
Mayor Joker, let's try and be a little respectful. For a lady who loves rules, she ought to follow them.
Does the Joker... the Mayor Joker understand that millions of people may die? Does he see that many in Gotham may rise up against him in fear, in anger?
You may be blind, but weak in policy.
I'm not laughing. Now, answer me this. How has Joker made his team all agree on the terms? These villains have never agreed in the history of Gotham on anything, let alone what will replace Gotham Care.
Mayor Joker put the coal in coalition. And haven't you heard? It's not just our small band of villains. Bruce Wayne just called our team to say that he would love to provide counsel to the Joker.
You're joking. Bruce Wayne. Bruce Wayne, the billionaire with almost no successful government experience?
Can't say I'm joking. The Mayor Joker has always said diversity is what can make Gotham great again.
He's barely passed any legislation, and he's not quite diversifying your side. Somehow this seems like another alternative
fact. Riddle me this, riddle me that. What's more alternative than a well-known fact?
This interview with you.
Not every joke needs a punchline, but you'll still hear the Joker laughing.
Someone's clearly missed her mark. Why must we be forced to listen to every single clip this imposter records?
Despite your proclamation, only one of us actually works around here, pussycat.
Excuse me? I so am fighting for every single woman. Haven't you seen my new Women Who Work campaign?
We all know what that campaign's worth, kitty cat. A big, fat, size zero.
Kitty cats, kitty cats. This is worse than Miss Gothamverse. I'm starting to get worried here. Everyone's making fun of my face, saying I look washed up, even with all the good news we'll get when we repeal Gotham Care. I'm starting to think I look like the joke, not the one making the jokes.
Maybe if you used a little less makeup, sir.
It's because of the lights. I need you all to fix this.
Look, Mayor Joker, it'll all be fine with the coalition of us and Bruce Wayne.
Where the hell is Brucey? I'm sick of hearing about him, about thinking about him, about seeing him, and that body, those arms. Anyway.
Damn, Bruce Wayne. The only reason I'd ever hear what he has to say is because he has all the influence. He's got the ties to money. With his power and my plan, the joke's about to be on all of Gotham.
Can Bruce Wayne be trusted? Is he real? If it's so, then what a steal.
I spy a lie. It seems too good to be true. But what choice do we have?
He's probably just after the money. Greedy billionaire. They love their rich and powerful Bruce Wayne, but all he'll be thinking of is what he stands to gain.
And with Bruce Wayne as the poster boy, Gotham won't even know it's coming. And then they'll just throw all the blame to poor Bruce Wayne. I couldn't have written it better myself.
What is it, driver?
What is it, driver?
Mr. Mayor, the Penguin is still online, too. He says he needs you to...
Riddles, you'll deal with that sniveling bottom feeder, the Penguin, right?
The only thing your press secretary knows how to press are my buttons.
Meow. That press secretary gives me the creeps. Always seen surreptitiously sneaking behind those bushes.
That's the only thing we agree on, kitty cat. I'll go give another one of my famous interviews now, Mayor Joker, to clean up his mess.
Nobody can spin a web like my little Riddles.
I can spin any web that you weave, but I'll admit it's getting too sticky, even for me.
You tame the crowds, woman. And I'll get these crooks in a line. I'll grab these Gotham conservatives by the balls. Just like I grabbed that pussy. Oh! God damn it! I was just trying to hold your hand.
Meow, daddy-o. Move over, Riddles.
You'll never be clean enough, dear.
What did you say, honey?
I said you'll never ski enough, kitty.
I'm not just a kitty who likes to ski.
Well, just do what you're good at. You and your boy toy hit the slopes.
Haven't you heard, Riddles? Kitty's getting her own office. You better hit pause on all those jokes of yours.
Ow, my head! Ow!
Yeah, girls, you know I love a good catfight. But this isn't the time for it.
Excuse me, sir. Mr. Mayor. The Penguin is still online, too.
What is it, driver?
Mr. Mayor, Batman.
I said never to say that name.
There's no way. He's been gone too long.
The bat signal has just been lit.
Yeah.
No. Damn. Bat. And his coffee.
And the Penguin needs to know. Are you going to respond?
Daddy-o, no!
Mr. Mayor, please tell me you're kidding.
Everyone shut the hell up. I'm getting to work.
Daddy-o, that's not such a smart idea.
What did you send, Mr. Mayor?
Say it ain't so.
Fiddle-dee-daw, fiddle-dee-dee. What did he write? What did he tweet?
What did you send? What did you send, Mr. Mayor?
Oh, now there's some tweets this pussy can't kill.
I can't watch this anymore! Who's there? I've got my gun here, and it's registered. I said, who's there?
The only person with a voice more annoying than yours.
Oh, Batman, how did you find me here?
Well, you're in Vermont, at your home, with no lock on the door.
I've always respected you, Batman, but I thought you were off vacationing. I see you out there, Batman, on the cruises.
I told you, that wasn't me partying with Tom Hanks and Oprah. I'm not the Dark Knight you think I am. I don't even want to parasail with Richard Branson.
But it keeps hope alive!
I told you, that's not me!
What are you doing here, Bats? After the Joker won, I figured that we had to give up for a while.
Don't tell me you didn't see the signal, Gordon. My signal? The Bat-gnal? Bat-signal. Yeah, that works better.
No, I never saw it. I'm nearly blind! But what's the point anyway, Bats? It's over. The good fight. Now Gotham Care's almost gone. Gotham doesn't need this old commissioner anymore.
That's not true, Gordon. The people of Gotham need you. I need you. It's time to get off your rocker.
Rocking chair!
Sorry. Get off that rocking chair and get over it. Who else is going to fight for the everyday citizen? The Rock?
Oh, I see.
See what
yes,
I did?
Of course.
That's a good one.
He's a very nice guy. Anyway, why are you here, Batman?
You don't need to know the details, Commissioner. I just need you to do the one thing you're good at. The only thing that we have in common.
Pushing buttons! But no, I put that life behind me. I'm getting too old to do this work with you, Batman. And what for? The Joker's taken over. He put his hand on that orb in the weird photo. And now, Gotham's poorest and neediest will soon be pushed to the fringes.
Stop that talk. Listen to me. I've got a plan. The Bat Plan. The Plan. Plan B. Yeah, that's the name. That works.
Huh. Keep going. I'm listening.
Look, I'll make sure, from the inside, that Joker Care never makes it out. I'm going to get them all to fight, Commissioner. The only fight that really matters to a guy like me. A policy fight.
I don't know, Bats. I don't know if I'm ready to get back in that ring.
Commissioner, here's the plan. When I head to the vote tonight, you bring the angry Gotham mob to its doors. That's a match they can't defeat. You lead them. They've never left you. You've never left. We've never left you. What was I saying?
Ugh, I'm up. Thanks, Bats. I needed to hear that. I know what I have to do. You bring the policy, I'll bring the people. Oh, my back! Sorry, I got excited.
Jim! Come to bed, my little dove.
Oh, my love. I think there may be some symbolism here. I know it doesn't look like it, but that bat is really the dove asking us for world peace.
41, 42, 43.
Mr. Wayne!
85, 86, 87, P90.
You have only a few hours left, and the mayor just tweeted at you. I quote, "Don't listen to what you've heard. The only signal I care about is the thumbs up from Bruce Wayne, not some crazy bat." End quote. Tell the truth, Mr. Wayne. Are you actually on board to help the mayor get his Joker Care passed?
P89, P87, P88. Wait, no, P88. Look, I can't control what the mayor says. I can only control the policy that he decides on.
Mr. Wayne, but you're not a government official. You're just a billionaire.
Just a billionaire. There's a reason I'm getting warmed up, if you'd pay attention. I'm about to head in to vote to make sure all of Gotham is considered.
All of Gotham?
We will work something out. The only thing to fear is...
Fear itself.
Huh? No, carbs. Look, if there are two words I know, it's work and out.
Well, your record stands at only helping to pass three bills.
Three is
Gotham.
A great number.
In 12 years, Mr. Wayne.
Three strikes, you're out. Did you know that baseball was my favorite sport? It's so American, and God bless America.
Well, that's a low batting average.
There's nothing average about this bat. I mean, my record. Batting record. P70. P69. P68.
Oh,
P67.
Lord.
With the bat signal lit again, and Batman on the scene, aren't you a little nervous for mayhem and disarray?
I don't concern myself with the Batman. Nerves are for people who let their emotions get the best of them. And I'm a man who looks with his eyes, not his, nerves. So, yeah. Thank you, and God bless America. P45, P46, P47, P48,
P49. Mr. Wayne.
It's Bruce. Miss Catwoman?
Bruce, I prefer best-selling author or feminist. Oh!
I got you. No need to thank me.
I wasn't going to thank you. I was going to say that I always land on my feet, so...
I'm sure you do.
You've always shown me respect. It hasn't gone unnoticed.
You don't go unnoticed.
Why, Bruce... A little birdie told me you're headed into the vote as well.
I'm here to make sure we all get what we want. I know what I want. Do you?
This kitty always knows what she wants. And this kitty wants to get back to work. Excuse me, Mr. Wayne.
Yes, work. Work, of course. I'm all about work. I work all the time. I work out, work in. I am the policy guy after all, right? I have great ideas.
That's what I've heard. Seldom seen. See you in there, handsome.
Get it together. Focus. Let's stop this vote. P1, P2, P3, P4, P5, P6.
Listen up! The bat signal has been lit right here on the steps of the Capitol. The Joker and his merry band of villains can try to pull the wool over our eyes, but we're not sheep, are we?
No!
When sheep look low, what?
Bats fly high!
Joker laughs.
Joker kills, but nothing's funny about this healthcare bill. Joker laughs, Joker kills, but nothing's funny about this healthcare bill!
Sorry, Miss Riddler, there's just so much going on in front of the Capitol building. Just throngs and throngs of Gotham's people fighting against Joker care. Isn't the Joker worried about his sinking poll numbers?
I'll leave the worrying to you. You leave the leading to the Joker.
23 million of Gotham's finest will be thrown out of the medical system. 23 million people could be left to die with the sweep of a pen. Oh, crap. Breaking news. Okay, I'm good. This just in. Wow, I'm happy to report that a source close to the Capitol says the Joker may not have the votes to repeal Gotham Care.
They don't have the votes.
Whatever your source says, though, I'd call it shouting. We definitely don't need a... What did that smarmy penguin call it?
The penguin said the Joker's administration did not need a plan B.
Exactly. Hey, diddle diddle, the mayor doesn't need a plan B. Abstinence here's the key, and you and I both know I'm a lady who doesn't like any type of plan B. Now, don't go calling it an alternative fact. I'm just trying as hard as I very well can to keep the truth intact.
That's a little over the top, even for you, Riddles.
Is that over the top? I can never tell.
And that, viewers, was the Riddler. And again, I did my best, folks, though I'm still not sure what she was talking about.
Nice of you to show up, Mr. Wayne.
Of course, Vice Mayor Freeze.
Shall we finish taking attendance? And where the heck is my iced coffee? Okay, roll call.
Coffee coming, sir.
Doctor's orders. What belongs to you but is used by others?
Oh, sweet lord, not another one.
Your name, Miss Riddle's here.
Catwoman.
Sitting center stage.
More coffee for you, Miss Catwoman?
Milk, please. Hold the coffee.
Bruce Wayne!
Here. But you already knew that.
Here's a special espresso for you, sir.
I don't need coffee, young man. Thank you. Not so great for the old stomach. You know, my abs are...
It's tequila, sir. Sir, it's me. It's me, Robin.
Wow. When I said stealth mode, I didn't mean invisible, Robin.
Alfred told me to give you this note of his.
Bruce, you're doing such... a good job.
I know that.
I know you know that. I just wanted to remind you to not lose sight of why you're there. Confuse them. Stall them. Be the policy. Guy I know and love. P87, P88, P89.
P90. I got this, Alfred. Thanks, Robin. Robin?
And here's your mocha latte, Mr. Freeze.
I said chilled! That's better. Okay, roll call. League of Conservative Councilmen. All right, it's time to vote on repealing Gotham Care in favor of our signature Joker Care bill. All in favor.
Can I just say one thing?
Fine. Yes, all right.
I've gotta say, on behalf of all the billionaires in Gotham, that it's wonderful to see all of you villains united, standing together to work for a greater cause than yourselves. And submitting to the Joker. I mean, should I say Mayor Joker?
I wouldn't call it... submission.
Of course. Well, that you all trust his vision and his plan. He's the important guy that we listen to.
We all have important roles here too, Mr. Wayne.
Yes, I mean, of course. You are all working under the Joker to get this terrible Gotham Care repealed. I mean, all together, thinking about more than just your own desires.
Councilman, calm yourselves. Councilman, why are you like a clock at midnight?
What is this?
Because both of your hands are going straight up right now.
Order! Look, we all agreed to the conditions.
Exactly. And I was the first one glad to see how well you all work together. People call you villains, but all I see is a group of civilized gentlemen. Or how would the Riddler call it? Huh? Civillains? Right? Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Wayne, thank you. But I think we're getting off track here.
Perhaps we should wait and see if we actually do all agree. I fear we may lose the support of some women.
Perhaps we should leave the decisions to the more evolved.
It's better to stay wild than be domesticated.
Yow!
Ladies, order!
And to think of what we're all giving up. I honestly feel like I can say for the first time that some of you... are heroes. I mean, look at what we'd be giving up. Since we're keeping those taxes on the rich, we and our businesses will be paying for so many of Gotham's poor. Still.
Our businesses will be paying for what? Wait a sec. What about my leather goods businesses?
Hey, diddle. This is becoming too sticky of a riddle.
We agreed on order. Give me the tax.
Order! I mean, when you put it like that, I have schemes of my own, you know. If we're really going for what we want, then I say Bruce has a point. No taxing the rich.
But Greed, I don't think I can sell that to my constituents. If you're adding tax cuts, then I want less regulation. We'll call them insurance companies.
Yes, less red tape. Red's only meant for the lips, I say. I just patented my patent leather catsuit.
Wait, no, we're changing everything? I know I couldn't trust you, Billings.
The more you think about it, I'm a little tired of telling someone else's jokes.
It's working. I love the man. I mean plan.
So we're all agreed then.
I don't know what you've done, Mr. Wayne, but now it's chaos.
Maybe peace isn't in your nature, Freeze.
Anyway, if you do get rid of everything, no one will get reelected.
I won't take my order from an untamed cat anymore. Or a woman, for that matter.
One more word out of you, and the only thing you'll be taking orders from is an IV drip.
Order! I'm in charge right now, and I say everyone stop this at once.
How dare you, you mangy fat bureaucrats. Riddle me this, riddle me that.
Not another goddamn riddle.
When does a painter use a trigger instead of a brush? When he's a stick-up artist. Ha! Hands up, everyone.
Situation. What if the Batman comes back?
Maybe I spoke too soon? Looks like we just can't seem to agree on anything.
The Joker won't be happy about this.
Well, I'm trying to unite everyone, Freeze.
Where do your loyalties lie, Mr. Wayne? We don't need to unite everyone, we need to convert them.
My loyalties lie with the people of Gotham, of course.
How interesting. Oddly enough, the last person to say those words was Batman.
What are you implying, Vice Mayor?
I almost had this vote until you started up there!
Listen! Help is on the way!
We're here! It's better to show up than to give up!
Yeah!
You can't ignore us! With the bat signal leading us, we won't be stopped!
Be careful, you all. I said my joke skill, and this time I'm not joking!
Take cover!
You know what, Kitty? I've been waiting to hit you with more than my words for someone who likes to be swept off her feet. How about this?
Yeah! I gotcha!
I would thank you, but you know, Bruce, a cat always lands on her feet.
Glad to be of service.
But who are you really serving, Bruce?
I couldn't possibly know what you're talking about. All I know is this is no safe place for men, let alone a cat.
Meow. Bruce? Where did you go? Brucey, come on out. I swear this kitty won't bite. Batman, so you are back. I thought the bat got your tongue.
The fight's never over. You know that. I thought I was done, but I'm never done. Now that sentence is done.
I'm never afraid of a fight. This kitty's got 9 lives, honey, so why don't you come at me?
Let's just hope I don't hurt that pretty face of yours.
Pretty's pretty good, but power... Oh, that's much more my style.
P-98 1, P-98 2, P-98 3.
Oh, meow. Oh, ouch. Oh, Batman. You're the only one who keeps me on my claws. Now just let me lick these wounds in private.
So I'm just supposed to trust you now and just let you go?
Now, just... let me lick these wounds.
You know, I could help with that.
Oh, you're wearing Nordstrom's.
Stop. No. Don't tell anyone. I'm not proud of it. I gave up most of my cat businesses for this job. In Gotham, it's not just the poor who are struggling anymore. Sometimes even this kitty needs to be petted. I've never felt this close to a man before. I mean, Bat.
Just call me Batman.
Oh, well, maybe it's time for us to get a little closer.
Up for another round, eh? Well, I need to get back to saving the day.
How dare you?
I knew it! It's you. It all makes sense. I always thought you were the Dark Knight, but you're just no good, Mr. Paul.
Policy guy. Just call me the policy guy. Most people think of me as the Dark Knight, but I'm quite the opposite. Sometimes I'm just a guy with incredible abs.
Batman! Batman! We need your help!
The only thing you'll be needing, old man, is a prescription for all the pain you'll experience!
You'll never win, Freeze!
Gotta go, Kitty. You know my secret.
As long as you don't tell people my little wardrobe secret, I'll keep your dirty little one.
See you on the other side.
Meow.
Batman! Gotham needs you now!
Darn you, Batman!
I wouldn't miss a good fight. Gordon, let's show him how we used to do things.
Get him! Ah! Batman, let's finish this fight! Bam! Bam! Pow! Kablam! Bammo! Mom!
Oh, Batman's back? No. Maybe I'll leave the fighting to the fighters. Did you tell you to save yourself first? And then there's a rally?
Mayor Joker! Wait, where's he going? I always knew he was a coward. Well, this won't stop me from killing the Bat once and for all. If one of us has to do the job, it's the Freeze.
Batman, no, get out of the way.
Batman.
No, I won't let you, Freeze. I won't let you kill the only hero who's ever really saved Gotham.
Gordon! No! No! P-91! P-92! P-93 and 4!
This isn't over, Batman!
Diddle-dee-dee, fiddle-dee-da, Gotham's riff-raff may be free, but sayonara!
Breaking news! The vote has been derailed! The bat signal shines brightly over the Capitol building. Gotham Care survives to live another day.
We did it, Batman!
I did it, Robin. But poor Gordon.
He'll thaw out, Batman. If anyone's got a heart to melt ice, it's the Commissioner.
Hello? It's you.
The bat signal shines brightly over the Capitol building. Gotham Care survives to live
a... Yeah!
I see what I did there? That was pretty impressive the way
I love you.
What?
Now, this is the only time I will allow the cable news on.
I can't believe we did it, Batman! Batman!
That's right, Master. All these years, you've used all your influence in almost inexplicable ways. But just to fight the real evil villains in Gotham, we are all so proud of you.
And wowee! Look at all of us! A family! Alfred, me... And you, Bruce?
Actually, Robin, you can still just call me Batman.
You got it, dude!
Okay, you two, listen. Let me practice what I'll say to the press tomorrow.
Well, let's hear it, sir. Upon my dear mama's grave, I wouldn't dare not listen to this.
We wouldn't rush things through for some artificial deadline. We want to get things done right. Our greatest glory is not in never failing, but in rising every time we fail.
Yeah, that's
real. Oh, sir, we must still think about the Joker.
You know, he called me.
No.
Yeah. God, I know, I couldn't believe it, but he barely made any sense, and he just shouted at me. But I won't back down now. He knows exactly where my policy stands.
I can just hear the Joker now.
Well, the fake news media did everything in its power to make my Joker Care victory look as bad as possible. Far better than Gotham Care. Do not worry. We are in very, very the best, the most absolute wonderful guest shape. Gotham Care will explode! We will all get together and piece together a great healthcare plan for the people. Do not worry.
Well, there you have it, folks. The day has come to an end. Batman's back, and somehow Gotham Care survived to live another day. But we can't help but wonder, with the Joker and all his villains still out there, can and will Batman continue to save Gotham?
Batman. The end.
Batman, the lost episode, Make Gotham Great Again, was recorded in its entirety on October 2 in New York City, featuring Grant Bowen, Sage Buckalter, Stephanie Carnwright, Dylan Frazina, Robert A.K. Gagno, David Nachman, Justin Phillips, Amber Torres, and Mike Wersch. It was written by Govind and Lex Kumar and directed by Olivia Hartle. Sound engineering by Liz Regan. Sound design by Kenneth Kruper. Sound editing by V. Ramos. Play development by Nils Petter Ankerbloom. Artwork by Andrew Singer. DTC radio theme by Spencer Robelin. Batman, the lost episode, Make Gotham Great Again, was a DTC radio production. My name is Pip Gangenbach, and thank you for joining me on this adventure. You can like Distilled Theater Company on Facebook, and for behind-the-scenes photos, follow us on Instagram at Distilled Theater. Until next time, good night, Laura, our Emmy Princess Dern, wherever you are.